Pele leaned in and said something to Freddie.
Don't let them change you. Keep working on what makes you different and what makes you special. It was great advice, but it caused me some problems.
But what could change Freddie Adu?
Soccer is going to explode, and it's going to be around this kid.
We were the Beatles. Everywhere we went, it was the Freddie show.
And with that came the expectation, and with that came the pressure.
New episodes of American Prodigy drop Tuesdays from Blue Wire Podcasts.
This is Brandon Kelly, the host of Blue Wire's new podcast, Golden Goal.
Messi takes everybody off. Messi has got it!
From Lionel Messi to Marta to Pele, our show takes a deep dive into soccer superstars.
And should be 2-0 and is! What a World Cup for Megan Rapinoe!
Golden Goal. Soccer stars and the moments that made them on Blue Wire.
Hey everyone, welcome to my new podcast. You are now on the hook with Abner Matis. Yo, what's going on, guys? Abner Matis here, and welcome back to my new podcast, On the Hook with Abner Matis. And yes, it's new, and with it being new, it comes with new fans, great people, and a lot of love. And I want to thank every single one of you guys that have subscribed, and especially ones that have left messages, comments on the reviews. Thank you guys so much, especially SmokeyBear25. Thank you, Mags. Thank you so much on the comments, on the reviews. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. I'm really happy, and I'm even more happy now because our very own the Los Angeles Lakers have done it. They won, baby. It only took 10 years. I'm an LA boy, so I'm really happy. Thank you, Lakers. Thank you, LeBron. It's been 10 years since 2010 when Kobe Bryant took the team to the championship and winning MVP that year. And now in 2020, LeBron James did it. And I can see why he did it. You know what I'm saying? Like he promised us. He promised for Kobe Bryant's legacy. He said, I'm going to do this for him. And we all know and we all remember that, you know, we started this year bad, really bad, with the tragic loss of Kobe Bryant, our very own Kobe Bryant. Everybody's Kobe Bryant, you know, not just LA. Everybody loved Kobe Bryant. Great person, great human being, just an all around, you know, just great, great father. Man, a tragic loss. And speaking of being a great father, I looked up to him even more because of that. I mean, of course, he was the best. He was the best in the court, but outside, especially during his retirement, I got to see a little bit of me in him. And what I mean by that is, you know, I myself being a father of two beautiful, caring daughters, and him as well, just being there for girls, you know. And it took me back to, like, when I remember when I used to get the, like, yo, champ, like, you know, in the streets, people are like, champ, when are we getting that boy? When are we getting that junior, that champ, man? We got to get him in the ring. Like, I'm like, you know what? I don't need no boy. I don't need him. I'm blessed. I got two beautiful girls. They're my champs. They're the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need no junior to take that legacy on and beyond. Like, my girls can do it. And that's what Kobe Bryant was trying to fulfill and trying to do with her little girl, little Mambita, little Mamba, especially, you know, with the Mamba Academy that he had going on for her, playing basketball. And, man, blessings to Kobe Bryant, his whole family. LA, stand up, baby. We did it. 2020 champions. And without further ado, man, I want to introduce someone really special, someone that, oh, man, this girl knows it all. And I'm talking about social media. She knows the IG, she knows the Twitter, she knows the Snap, she knows the everything, especially that TikTok, that tickety talk talk. I don't even know. I don't have that app. She has it, but she has me joining all the time, doing it with her. I want to introduce the expertise, the one and only Amber Matis. What is going on, guys? Today, we have
Amber Matis.
I have my daughter with me. She is 9 years old. And she is a firecracker. And she is going to talk about TikTok. Today, we're going to talk about TikTok. Something that not only kids, childs are doing. I see a lot of parents becoming famous in this. Yeah, a lot of YouTubers. Your mom is doing it. I think everybody owns a TikTok other than me. I don't have one. But Amber has me doing it with her. She always, I think I've done two dances with you, I believe.
Yes.
And they have been beautiful. I think special because you make them your own, right? You were telling me. So tell us about TikTok, Amber. So introduce yourself. Who, what are you? What do you do? Who are you? Why are you dressed so lovely? And why are you so cute?
Well, TikTok is really fun because I'm dressed like this because I was born pretty.
Okay.
And, well, TikTok is fun because you get, as my dad said, you get to, I made up my dance. You get to make up dances. You get to copy dances. You get to use a sound. You get to find sound. You get to make your own TikToks, like, with no sound, just your voice. And it's fun because you can use your family and friends like I did with my dad.
Yeah, and we made a really special one, which was a father showing love to your daughter. I think in the TikTok, I was looking for you. I found you. We hugged each other. We made a dance. It was nice. It was nice. And the other one was not so nice. But I love it. I love it, Amber. TikTok is going. It's worldwide. People are loving this app. Even our president wanted to take away. Remember, you were crying for that. Like, no, don't take it away. But
I was sad. But luckily, he didn't take away TikTok.
It's still here.
It would ruin lives.
Really? You're that obsessed with TikTok?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's really fun. It's really fun. You get to do your dances. You get to text people if you follow them. You get to duet videos. Like, share screens. You get to do a bunch of filters that you can't use on Instagram.
Do you do a lot of dances with your sister, Emily?
Not really. Like a few dances I've done with her, but I mostly do them on my own, solo.
What has been your favorite?
Well, I like dancing to this song called Hit or Miss. Okay. It's really fun. I can't show it to you right now, but I'll definitely show it to you one day.
Okay, I like that. I like that. So, you know, this is my daughter. She is 9 years old. You might find this familiar. All your kids are doing it. The TikTok, you know, dancing, singing. What else do you do?
You get to make them, as I told you. You get to say your own things, like, hi, look, I'm Amber, and, like, I want to do this, I want to do that. You get to pretend, like, to be fighting. You get to do a bunch of things.
Yeah, yeah, voiceovers. Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, they're fun. I see them all over social media. Well, hopefully I become, if this podcast does not work in my life, does not hit, I will become a TikToker. Maybe that would make money, right?
Money than me.
Oh, stop it now, girl. Amber, she thinks she's a little diva between us, you know. But you didn't hear from me. Oh, what's up, Amber?
You know I heard that, right?
Is there something you want to tell the fans out there, people who are listening?
Yep. Go get TikTok if you don't have it. Follow me on Ember's Boutique, and I am EmberMaris_26. I will be showing more things on Ember's Boutique, a bunch of bows, a bunch of headbands, and be doing more lives.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, Amber does a little thing on the side. She'd be selling some bows. What else you sell?
I sell some fake nails, some headbands, some baby headbands, some masks, some face shields. That is the same thing like masks. Mm-hmm. All of the above.
Oh, wow, you're doing it, Amber. Killing it. You know, she gets sometimes, you know, $20, $30. She thinks she's rich. She don't want to talk to me that whole day because she feels she's rich.
Mm.
Yeah. And she feels she could buy the whole world with it. But that's a great way to show kids that, you know, you got to work hard for your money. And she is doing that. So thank you for your time, Amber.
Yep.
Really appreciate it. Thank you for letting us know what TikTok is and what we should expect from it. And this was On the Hook with Amber Matis and Amber Matis.
This is Greg Olson, and I'm thrilled to introduce my new podcast, TE1. You can listen to my in-depth conversations with notable past and present players like Tony Gonzalez.
When I play catch with my son, I get joy when the ball hits my hands and I tuck it away.
Travis Kelce.
I appreciate you doing this, man, getting everybody a little educated on the tight end world, man. It's a tight-knit family, baby.
George Kittle.
Tight ends love each other, we have each other's back, and we all experience the same stuff.
And many others. Check out TE1, a new podcast from Blue Wire on Stitcher. Subscribe to TE1 today. This is Greg Olson, and I'm thrilled to introduce my new podcast, TE1. You can listen to my in-depth conversations with notable past and present players like Tony Gonzalez.
When I play catch with my son, I get joy when the ball hits my hands and I tuck it away.
Travis Kelce.
I appreciate you doing this, man, getting everybody a little educated on the tight end world, man. It's a tight-knit family, baby.
George Kittle.
Tight ends love each other, we have each other's back, and we all experience the same stuff.
And many others. Check out TE1, a new podcast from Blue Wire on Stitcher. Subscribe to TE1 today.
Thank you for listening to On the Hook with Abner Midas. And remember, tell all your friends about the new podcast and to subscribe from wherever they are listening from so they won't miss this or any of the episodes. Follow me on all platforms at Abner Midas. Until next time.
Lindsay Rhodes here, so excited to tell you about my new podcast with Blue Wire, the NFL Roadshow. If you love the NFL, this is the show for you. We've got your breaking news, all the week's biggest storylines, plus a complete breakdown of what they might mean for your fantasy team. I'll also be speaking to some incredible football minds, like Trey Wingo.
Wins are not a quarterback stat. I will die on that hill.
John Hanson.
I'm still an Edwards-Helaire believer.
And a whole lot more. Subscribe to the NFL Roadshow today, wherever you get your podcasts.